It's the noon show. I'm Carol Roth. And being a woman in business is not the easiest thing in the world. Being in a family business is even harder. And having to take over a publicly traded family business at the age of 27 is precisely what this amazing female entrepreneur did in 2002. I could not be more excited to have here with me in the Allstate Showcase Studio down on Michigan Avenue, Julie Smolanski, who is the CEO and director of Lifeway Foods, publicly traded LWAY. You're based right here in Morton Grove, and such a pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Yes, and do you have any Valentine's kefir products?
We brought all sorts of yummy goodies that are good for you, good for your body. So that's, I guess.
All right, let's start with the getting the name right, because I know that there's a lot of different pronunciations. What is the appropriate pronunciation?
In Russian, we say kefir.
Kefir.
Right. That was great.
Thank you.
But I've heard it so many different ways. We say kefir, kefir, kefir.
as long as they say it and they're buying it, you're okay with the way they pronounce it. Now, what is it actually? Because, you know, people see it on the shelves at Whole Foods and the grocery store, and it's a dairy product. And I think a lot of people go, I know that's good for me, but I have no idea what it is.
Yeah. So it's a probiotic. It's a 2,000-year-old product that's been around, you know, like I said, 2,000 years. And it's loaded with all the good bacteria that your body needs to maintain its flora. And it helps with digestion. It helps with immune system, which I know we're all trying to stay healthy, especially as the stuff is going around us, all these bugs, and the norovirus is the new big one.
And nice for a dairy product, too, because a lot of times dairy can be something that people think upsets their stomach. So to have something that actually aids digestion in dairy is a great thing.
Yeah, even if you're lactose intolerant, you can still drink this kefir and cultured dairy products, just because the probiotics use the lactose in the milk as their food. So it's kind of like pre-digested for you. So you could still drink it, which is great because we need calcium, especially women and girls need a lot of calcium during bone building years to prevent osteoporosis, of course. So it's an awesome product. There's nothing to say. It's like the one tip I would give everyone is to drink a glass of kefir every day, Lifeway kefir every day.
Absolutely. And I think that it's a really good segue into talking about the healthy lifestyle that is really, you know, starting to sweep the nation and hopefully will take even more hold, because healthcare costs are getting out of control. Mm-hmm. We have an obesity epidemic. It's getting into obviously even just children. So how much advocacy are you doing around a healthy lifestyle, and how do your products fit in to that healthy lifestyle and basically preventative medicine?
Right. So, I mean, actually, I think this is all I do is advocate for healthy lifestyle and healthy products and trying to get healthy foods into, you know, a distribution everywhere we eat, from movie theaters to, you know, every place. It's not enough to just have it in the grocery store. We should be able to eat healthy anywhere we go. When we go to the airport and we need a snack, or at the gas station, I mean, that's one of the hardest things, going to a gas station and try to find something good for you. You can't.
I've done that before. I was on a speaking engagement to a college town in Missouri, and, you know, there was like a pizza place and a gas station. Those were my only two choices of places to eat. And I think we ended up with like Cheetos and a large cheese pizza. So to have an option like this would be great. How do you break through that when obviously the distribution has been in place? There are all of these huge companies out there. So how do you, as a smaller public company, compete with the big guys and get the healthy foods into the hands of consumers?
So our consumers are the biggest advocates for us. They're the ones that are out there demanding that, you know, healthy products like Lifeway are on the shelves and stocked for their families. That's been the key to the success of this company, I think, from the beginning, is the on the ground grassroots fighting for healthy foods from our company, our customers, our shareholders. And I think that's really been the thing that's, you know, gotten us to the distribution that we do have. But it's a major effort, and it's really hard to fight against those big mega companies with big bucks. can then reach very far. But I think, you know, I think because of things like social media, that's really helped, that we can kind of put our message to the people directly without having to go through a source. You know,
well, and eventually, if you have a bunch of customers showing up saying, I want this, I want this, I want this, as a good business owner, you realize that it probably makes sense to stock the products that they want. It sometimes takes a while, I know, because you'll walk through the grocery store that have the same products that are out of stock every single time. And you're kind of like, obviously, you know, it's popular. Maybe you should just order a little bit more. But eventually it does get through.
And doing shows like this, of course, is the key, right? We got to get out
got to get the word out there.
Carol Show.
All right. So I want to talk about being a female CEO and especially your situation, because it had to have been so challenging. You were part of a family business, a publicly traded company. And what happened that required you becoming the CEO?
So my dad had a massive heart attack in 2002. And my brother and I ended up taking over the business like within a couple of hours. And it was really dramatic. Really difficult. I mean, I really don't even have words to describe how difficult it was. But I mean, we navigated. And I mean, I always say I'm crazy, so this kind of makes sense for me to have this life.
It's all totally entrepreneurs crazy. Are crazy. That is a given. If you are an entrepreneur, that comes with the territory. Yeah. If you weren't before, you definitely are
totally.
Afterwards.
I'm certifiable at this point.
But in a good way. And you've got great digestion.
Thank you.
So
for sure. In a good way, definitely. So yeah, I mean,
you're kind of saying, I'm crazy. And I mean, that's a huge thing to do, that you have to deal with a personal issue and a professional issue. Is it really just about saying this needs to get done and just doing whatever is in front of you?
Literally, that is how it went. It was just like one thing at a time. I mean, there were just, I can't even tell you. I will write a book one day, but it was like, you know, there were legal issues and, you know, tax issues and estate issues and personal, you know, just suffering, missing my dad. And that took 4 years, I think, to kind of walk around and feel like kind of human again. It's not easy, but, you know, I think I threw myself into work and into making sure that Lifeway was a success. Because my parents worked really hard to start this business and to come to America. We were Russian immigrants, so we came to Chicago in 1976. I was a year old. And they started from nothing. And to let it fail was just it would have been so heartbreaking for me. And I just couldn't.
It wasn't an option for you.
It was not an option. I say failure was not an option. And I literally worked 22 hours a day for the first year. Just trying to get my head around what was going on in the business. And I still feel like I work 22 hours a day.
You probably have you're the brains processing all the things
all
that
the
you
time.
Have to do the next day while you're sleeping.
All
and then you
the
wake
time.
Up and you've got the phone next to you. You type a message to yourself and go back to
absolutely.
Sleep.
Absolutely. I write crazy emails in the middle of the night when I wake up and I'm like, I can't sleep and I need to kind of do something. And I sleep with my phone under my pillow. Like, it's bad.
We're a little too simpatico, Julie. I'm getting a little concerned about this.
We are not healthy, but I do it all for my customers.
But you advocate the healthy lifestyle, and the cobbler's kids never have any shoes
exactly.
anyway. I want to continue this discussion with you just ahead. If you want to talk to Julie, if you're a fan of Kefir products, call in 312-981-7200. We'll take your calls. We'll learn more about what it's like to be the CEO of a public company. And of course, we'll also have WGN's Orion Samuelson checking your money. It's the noon show on 720 WGN. I'm having a blast here in the Allstate Showcase Studio with the CEO of Lifeway Foods, based out in Morton Grove, Julie Smolansky, and we are talking about their product Kefir, which I just learned to pronounce in Russian. I'm going to be saying that all weekend long because I've finally figured out the right way to say it. And if you are a fan, if you want to talk to Julie, 312-981-7200. And I'm going to actually go to the phones because Kathy sounds like had a great experience with one of your products. So Kathy, you're on with me and Julie.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Julie. Julie, I can't thank you enough. 3 years ago, I developed irritable bowel syndrome without having symptoms for the previous umpteen years of my life, way more than umpteen. And after consulting 5 different gastroenterologists and having the full GI workup and everything, It was concluded that more than likely it was due to various forms of stress, both professional and family issues. And my gastro doctors were hesitant to put me on medication because of the probability of a rebound effect, and they figured that that would be more difficult to treat. Anyway, fast forward, after becoming, I think, addicted to Lifeway, because and I also had to do products that had the greatest number and variety of live cultures, mm-hmm. and without fruit in them and without any sweetener in them, and that is that I'm just about back to as normal as I've ever been. I dropped 28 pounds in like a week or two. When my doctor did my lab work, everything had come back fouled up. I was anemic, no vitamin D, on and on and on.
It sounds like the miracle product,
it.
Kathy.
I'm going to put you on the road. I love it. No, that is exactly the case
this
that
is
we.
Not a paid endorsement.
No, I know this is awesome. No, I'm so happy to hear that. It makes my That makes my day. That's why I do this, because I love hearing stories like this, and we hear stories like this all the time. For like 26 years now, I've been hearing stories like this. Literally, we pick up the phone and talk to people just
the
like you. It's awesome.
In pill form weren't as effective on me. I needed to have it balanced with protein, and whether it was non-fat or minimal fat and that. And the only thing additionally that I would ask is develop more products with kefir. I know you have a frozen product now.
Yeah, it's like ice cream. It's like an alternative to ice cream. And it's
are there Lifeway yogurts?
Not yogurts. Like in a cup, you mean? Not in a cup. Everything's drinkable that we make so far. And then the frozen kefir that we make, that's now in distribution, and it's become like one of our best products really fast because people want
and
healthy options.
It tastes really good.
And it doesn't feel like you don't feel like you're, you know, doing something bad by eating it. Like my kids have it for breakfast and I don't even feel like I don't feel guilty about it. Enjoy it because it's got calcium and protein and all the probiotics. So we really think that we can be a major solution to the healthcare crisis because so much of our money is going towards treating these chronic conditions and ulcers and gastrointestinal.
I've struggled too, Kathy, just like you, with the gastro problems, and nobody could diagnose. And it's the same thing that you find that there are these alternative foods out there and alternative methodologies. Yeah. And it's so glad that kefir was the solution.
The only thing I would ask is if you could hook up or develop some type of a home delivery service, because when I first went on it, I couldn't be away from a bathroom to the store was scary.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but I'm so glad that you're happy and that you're feeling well again. That's wonderful.
Kathy,
When that historic snowstorm happened in Chicago, like 2 years ago, and we were debating, should we call everyone into to the plant and work? And I said, America's counting on us for their bowel movements. So we have to do it.
And if that's a slogan, if I've ever heard one. Kathy, thank you so much for sharing your story. We really appreciate
it.
You are, right? You're a regular and you're fantastic. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you very much, ladies. Bye.
Love hearing stories like that. And I bet you get stories like that all the time.
It's awesome. It's great. Like people really feel better. And why do we have to suffer? Why do we have to, and we can fix this by eating really good food like Lifeway. I mean, that's
taking control of your own
empower
health.
Yourself. Do not.
That is our theme for today. Take control of your own health, advocate and empower yourself.
Absolutely.
I want to switch gears really quickly to talk about you meeting with Senator Dick Durbin about job creation. You're fresh off of this.
This morning.
Tell us about that.
So this was interesting. So, Senator Durbin and I have become friends, and he has invited me to come to the White House, to the Capitol yesterday, and I was able to present to the Democratic Steering Committee and talk about the success of Lifeway Foods and the importance of helping women take control and have leadership roles and advocate for women in leadership roles and to keep women in the workforce because research shows that companies who have women at the top and women leaders, they tend to do better. They're shareholder
and on their
is
board of
price.
And on their board of directors. Women who are on boards of directors, those boards of directors tend to do better, and those companies tend
absolutely
to do better.
Right. And so, you know, your sales are better. There's like a 70% better return on sales, return on equity, return on investments. All of those things are true. So it's not the nice thing to do. It's actually the thing that we should be doing if we want to stay a strong America.
And it doesn't, it's not even a question of we need women and we need men. It's just
we need diversity, diversity.
Well, we just need qualified people. And right. The reality is that there are qualified people who are men and qualified people who are women, and there shouldn't be a penalty. And obviously, too, with women being the decision makers in terms of purchasing and buying, and with a product like yours and so many consumer products, it just makes sense that you would have somebody with that perspective at a high level making the decision.
We need diversity. We need all, and we bring different skills to the table. And that's the important part, that we need teams that are really strong, that have, we have all hands on deck right now to get us through the slump. That's the only way to do it. To think of these game changing innovative ideas, and the process of the collaboration and the team building. I mean, having women at the table, it changes the entire conversation. So it's really important.
Right. And I'm a big advocate of having them at the adult table and not creating a special interest group where they're sitting at the kiddie table going, oh, it's so nice, we've got our women's effort.
Right.
I think that if we just, let me ask you this question, because it's interesting, as a very strong woman entrepreneur, do you think of yourself as a woman entrepreneur? Do you just think of yourself as an entrepreneur?
I actually do think of myself as a woman entrepreneur.
Do you?
I do. I debate that question, but I think it's important, because until we're at 50%, then I feel like we have to continuously call that out. If we only have 17% of women in Congress and less than 2%, on company boards and Fortune 500 companies, only 20 women running CEOs running Fortune 500 companies, we are so far from, that equal place. So I think it's important to continuously call out role models, call out strong female role models. And likewise, we need really strong, strong men who can help lead us and pull us up.
It's the only way for the women to make a difference and
to get brought in
to the inner circle, because it's all men. And I have been very thankful and very lucky to have wonderful men who have, been I call them the 5-minute mentors or the people who've helped along the way. And for the men out there, this is opportunities for your daughters and your granddaughters, even if you're not female.
Right.
This affects your
world.
Life, and it's for the world. And
it
you
is.
Are living proof of the success.
It is. It's really important. And I also think, like, strong men at home that can take part of the responsibility. So they're doing, 50% of the household work. That's,
or in my household, nobody does the housework.
Nobody
and we
does
just
anything.
Live in a bit.
Right. No. You know what I mean? Because we can't go and have our strong careers if we don't have equality at home as well. And so that's really important too.
Well, and I think it lends to that, is that men who pick the strong partners and women who pick the strong partners will succeed together and have great professional
and
personal.
The world will be stronger.
And we will live in a happy place with rainbows and unicorns and puppy
nice.
Dogs. Julie,
well,
it's been such a pleasure to have you here, and thank
you
so
much. Can
I also
talk about 1 Billion Rising really quickly? Really quickly. So 1 Billion Rising, the UN estimates 1 out of 3 women will be raped or beaten in their lifetime. And so 1 Billion Rising is a call to action for all women around the world, and men and children, to go and dance somewhere in the city. We just got done with Daily Center. I just came back from Daily Center dancing. And because so 1 billion is about the amount of people who have been hurt in the world today. So this is a call to action. Everyone go dance, rise up, and happy Valentine's Day. And
all right. Thanks so much, Julie. You can follow her at Julie Smoljanski on Twitter and, of course, lifeway.net. Thanks so much for being here. Just ahead, I've got Mike McConnell. We'll find out what he is up to next on 720 WGN.